Lion Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?
Hello, my name is Sandra and I would like to welcome you to the Blind Square News podcast. In this first episode, I would like to introduce you to some of the new features in Blind Square version 1.43. So let's have a look at the features that are new to Blind Square. We now have a GPS info screen that has different information on speed, accuracy, and so on. I will show that later. We also have a new search history, and that's also something I will demonstrate. You can now delete places from your My Places list by swipe and double tap. That means that you no longer have to open a place and delete it from the place screen, but you can do it from the list itself. Also, when you perform a search, the search results will have the places in your vicinity at the top of the list. When your speed is higher than 20 kilometers per hour, 12 miles per hour, Blind Square will now announce when you reach a new city or a new country. You can now also start Waze and Motion GPS Drive through Blind Square's Plan a Route feature. And on the iPhone 5, you can now prevent inadvertent activation of the Shake feature, because the Shake feature will now only work if you put the iPhone in portrait mode and with the home button down in your pocket or bag. So if you put it any other way, then the Shake feature will no longer be activated. And we hope that that will make things easier if you found that the Shake feature in the past got activated when you didn't want it to. Blind Square now also will vibrate when you reach a place that you have set an alert distance for. And as soon as you're within the alert distance of the place, Blind Square will vibrate once. Also, the announcement of intersections has been improved at higher traveling speeds. So if you are traveling faster than 50 kilometers per hour or 30 miles per hour, then intersections should be announced more reliably. First, I would like to show you the new GPS info screen. To be able to show you all of its features, I have tracked two different places. One is a park and the other is a museum. They will appear on the screen. You can find it under Tools and GPS Info.
Search button. Tools button. So alert. Cancel button. GPS Info button.
So it's at the bottom of the list and I'll activate it now.
Your location. Heading.
And now we're on the screen.
Back button. Double tap to return to the previous screen. Your location. Heading.
And let's have a look at it.
Accuracy. 10 m.
So our current accuracy is 10 meters.
Speed. 0 kilometers per hour.
We're not moving, so our speed is 0 kilometers per hour.
Heading. GPS.
Currently, our heading is determined by the compass, so we don't see anything here because this is the part of the screen where you would see some information if currently heading was determined by GPS, which happens when you move.
Heading, compass.
And this is our compass heading. This means currently our heading is determined by the compass
73.
Of the iPhone. And whenever I move, you can hear 60. That already. Then you hear it's updating.
59.
I turn the phone.
20.
And it's 20. So if you manage to hold it so that it says 0 or something near 0 or near 360,
two.
Then now we are at 2.
353.
Then that means the phone is aligned to north. The next item on the screen is
latitude 40.71386.
So, this is our current latitude, and the next item.
Longitude, -74.00719. Altitude, 0 m.
And the current altitude. That means how many meters we're above sea level. This is just an approximation, and it can be inaccurate, so it's just there. But other values you can see here are more accurate than altitude.
Destination National Museum of the American Indian. Button.
This is one of our destinations that we have tracked, the National Museum of the American Indian.
1.2 kilometers at 5 o'clock. Source, compass.
And it's
1.2
kilometers away.
Source, compass.
And it's on 2 o'clock. The information I get here is affected by what I have chosen in the blind square settings. So if I have degrees chosen or if I have left, right, whatever chosen, then I would this information would look different. But I like clock face, so it's chosen here. And if I turn the phone now, it should update to
1.2 kilometers at 9 o'clock.
Yes, it does. So you can... So
1.2 kilometers at 5 o'clock.
Here you can see where your destinations are.
Destination and National Museum of the American Indian. Button.
You remember that I told you I have two destinations. I will double tap this button now.
Destination Hudson River Park.
And now we have destination Hudson River Park.
2.1 kilometers at 10 o'clock. Source, compass.
That's 2.1 kilometer away. And here I can also turn the phone. And it will update.
2.1 kilometers at 1 o'clock.
Right. That's the new GPS info screen. It can be handy
2.1
if you
kilometers at 8
are on a vehicle and want to see where things are or see how fast you're driving or traveling. The second feature I would like to show you is the new search history. I will now open the search screen.
Text field is editing.
I will now enter a search term and I'll enter Braille to see if there's any Braille libraries printing houses near here where we could check in, go to.
Capital B, F, T, R, R, A, A, Y, U, I. I-L-L-L-L-B. Search.
And I hit search.
Back button. Found three places within a distance of 3.2 kilometers to 6,215.4 kilometers.
And let's see what they are.
Jewish Braille Institute International. Nightlife spot. 3.9 kilometers. 110 30th Street. Phone plus 1. 2-1, Braille, personal places, 6,215.4 kilometers, Braille, France. Address.
Mm-hmm, that's a place in France.
Jewish Braille and New York Public Library, Andrew Heaskell Braille and Talking Book Library, Library, 3.2 kilometers, 40W 20th Street, phone plus 1-212-206-5400.
And that's the first search result.
Search, back, button. Double tap to return to the previous screen. Search button. Double tap to enter an address, a category or a place name to search.
And now we're back on the main screen. And now I'll double tap the search button again.
Text field is editing.
And the voiceover focus is put in the editing box. But below that, we'll
search
see
history. Heading.
The search history heading. And there should be two search terms here. The first should, of course, be Braille, because we've just looked for that. And the second is the Red Fort in India that I have looked for. And these two should be in the search history now.
Braille.
So it says Braille.
Red Fort.
And it says Red Fort. And I don't want the Red Fort in my search history anymore. So I will swipe down.
Delete.
And delete it.
Search history, heading.
And let's see.
Braille.
Haven't now.
Capital Q.
And there's the capital Q, that means our keyboard starts. So the only search history entry that's left is our Braille.
Braille.
And I can double tap that now.
Selected. Search. Text field is editing. Braille.
That put Braille again in the search box. And I could now edit and say I want Braille library. And if I just want to do the same search again, I just
clear text button.
Swipe right, so I get the clear text.
Search.
And then the search button.
Search. Three places with it. New York Public Library, Andrew Heaskell Braille and Talking Book Library. Library, 3.2 kilometers, 40W 20th Street, phone plus 1-212-206.
And we found the same three places, I assume.
Jewish Braille Institute International.
Jewish Braille Institute.
Free Braille.
And
places,
Braille in France. And I think these two are the most important features of the new Blind Square version. And I hope this short introduction has helped you to understand how you can use them. Since this is the first episode of the Blind Square News podcast, we would highly appreciate your feedback. Let us know if this episode has helped you to make more of your Blind Square Let us know what you would like us to do. Let us know what you would like us to do differently, so we can help you to make the most of your blind square. If you would like to keep in touch, then you can follow on Twitter, that is @blindsquaregps, one word, or you can subscribe to the Yahoo group, or you can write to support@blindsquare.com if you need more help. I look forward to doing another episode of Blind Square News for you when the next version comes out, but for now I hope you will enjoy this newly released version. Bye for now, and thank you for listening.
Makes you sense. What's around?